Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hi there. I'm Rand Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Madi Bolaños in San Francisco. When storms battered California last month, the streets of Planada became rivers, hundreds of homes flooded, and the whole town was evacuated. Now, people in this rural Central Valley community are trying to put their lives back together. But as KQED's Vanessa Rancagno reports, many undocumented residents are struggling to access assistance. A note that we're only using first names for the undocumented people in this story to protect their privacy.
Husband and wife Rufino and Esmeralda came to Planada 15 years ago in search of better opportunities. They worked in the local fields, almonds, grapes, figs, tomatoes. They saved up to start a small business selling popsicles and snacks. The flood took out everything, their livelihood and much of their home. Rufino stands in his driveway assessing the mold starting to grow on the still damp seats of his ice cream truck.
Oh no, un desastre aquí, no, aquí tiramos todos los freezer, estaban llenos de mercancía, los tenía bien llenos yo.
He says the water destroyed 5 commercial freezers full of merchandise, plus the truck, around $23,000 in damage. Inside the house, Esmeralda points out cabinet drawers warped from the water.
Aquí todo estaba lleno de agua, mire cómo estaba todo, lleno de lodo.
For now, Rufino and Esmeralda have moved into an apartment at a migrant farm worker housing complex on the edge of the town. They're among 40 families temporarily relocated there. Like many other undocumented immigrants in Planada, they still haven't gotten significant financial help. Overall, early estimates showed nearly a quarter of the homes here were impacted. All day, people drive down the main street in trucks loaded with beds, sofas, refrigerators. They unload everything into dumpsters lining the road.
I think all these dumpsters have people's lives in it.
From the sidewalk, longtime resident Alicia Rodriguez looks on. The losses are especially painful for a community where the poverty rate is almost 3 times the state's. Rodriguez is one of the local volunteers collecting and distributing donations.
Clothes, socks, shoes.
She's running a makeshift resource center out of a vacant commercial space.
Air mattresses for those that are sleeping on the floor. We're going to be doing microwaves.
But the big help, the kind that will rebuild a damaged home and replace its contents, that's left to private insurance or federal disaster assistance from FEMA. And Rodriguez says many residents here can't turn to either.
They're slipping through the cracks.
Because to get help from FEMA, you need a Social Security number. And local leaders estimate as many as half of residents in Planada are undocumented.
What I see here is that a lot of them are not going to probably get the FEMA because they're not applying.
Down the street from Rodriguez's donation center, a weary-looking mechanic named Eduardo is crouched beside a car, changing a tire.
Vivo en la esquina de ahí de la tienda de la Broadway Market. Ahí nos pegó toda el agua.
The house he rents with his wife and 5 kids is half a block from here, in the epicenter of the destruction. During the flood, the water was almost waist high in his house.
Creo que nos llegaba casi a la cintura.
His family just bought new furniture and appliances 6 months ago. They don't have insurance.
No podemos rescatar lo que con tanto esfuerzo compramos.
Eduardo's heard FEMA can help cover these losses, but he figures he's not eligible because he's undocumented.
Se me complica a mí un poco, pues. No tengo seguro social.
Federal and local officials say undocumented residents can get help as long as someone in the home has a valid Social Security number. In Eduardo's case, he could apply through his U.S.-born kids.
So we strongly encourage those individuals to take advantage of the opportunity and come open a claim.
Sharon Wardale Trejo is a spokesperson for the county who's been trying to get that message out. In the first 2 days after FEMA opened a recovery center in Planada, she says a total of 45 households filed claims. She sees that as progress.
So we're seeing an incremental increase as probably the word gets out there that, hey, you know what? It was okay. And they were able to help me.
But for some, that help is out of reach. In what's left of Rufino and Esmeralda's living room, they point out their son's high school diploma, one precious possession the floodwaters spared. He's a freshman at UC Berkeley, in many ways living out the promise that brought them to this country. But their American-born son can't help them here. Because he's no longer at home, they can't use his social security number to apply for aid.
Por eso nosotros queremos ayuda, pues, para que a mi hijo lo saquemos adelante.
Rufino says he's the reason they want support, to help him get ahead. They tried multiple times to get help from FEMA and the Small Business Administration, but got turned away.
Pero ahorita para los que no tenemos seguro, la mera verdad no hay ayuda, ¿eh? No hay.
For those of us who don't have papers, there's no assistance, Rufino says.
Si no me ayudan a mí para hacer mi changarrito otra vez, nos vamos a ir al fil nosotros.
If they can't get aid, he says they'll have no choice but to go back to working in the fields.
O sea, no nos queda otra.
They'll keep looking for help. They were told to turn to charitable organizations. But so far, he says, all they've gotten is a $250 gift card.
That was KQED's Vanessa Rancagno reporting from Planada. She joins me now. Vanessa, are officials working on this issue, and what are they saying?
I talked to Rodrigo Espinosa. He's the county supervisor who represents Planada. And he said this is something he is really worried about. And it's going to come down to philanthropic money. So he's been trying to use his influence to secure more of that. I also talked to folks in Senator Esmeralda Soria's office, and they told me the same thing. They've leaned on companies like Lowe's and Pepsi and Walgreens to get things like gift cards or basic supplies out.
And what's next for people like Eduardo, Rufino, and Esmeralda?
In Eduardo's case, if he does file a claim with FEMA through one of his kids, an inspector will go out to the house and assess the damage and get back to him about what kind of help is available. Both of these families are staying in migrant farmworker housing temporarily while their landlords work on fixing the damage to their homes, but it's not clear how long that's going to take.
That was Vanessa Rancagno with KQED News. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thank you.
And that's the California Report for Monday, February 6th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey, that's where you go to Sunshine State, but we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation. Listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines their pursuit of good health. On the web at chcf.org/LBCA. Paint Care. Now with 846 drop-off sites in California, where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Futures, which bets early on exceptional people making the world better, on the web at schmidtfutures.com.
Do you love learning about the San Francisco Bay Area? Its history, its people, its unique blend of cultures? Then you should check out The Bay Curious book. I'm Katrina Schwartz, editor and producer on the Bay Curious podcast, and I'm here to let you know that for the month of May, we've worked out a sweet deal for KQED podcast listeners. Right now, you can get the Bay Curious ebook for $1.99. That's right, $1.99. Just search for Bay Curious wherever you get your ebooks or find a link in our show notes. This offer does expire at the end of the month, though, so you'll want to act on it fast. Happy reading!
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.